Welcome to Trends.
Trends.
Trends is a podcast.
Improvised podcast.
It's improvised, but we're given a topic, and we have to come at it from all angles.
We're like, if you deliver us raw wheat, we put it in the thresher, we get our threshing poles and our threshing like vehicles, and we drive all over it, and we thresh the shit out of it until the kernel of the real topic is revealed.
That's right, or multiple kernels.
It would have to be.
Take the wheat and make stuff out of it, like bread and... pancakes.
And wheat balls.
Wheat balls. So that's right. Some of the stuff is not delicious.
No, I would not eat a wheat ball. But you got to make them sometimes.
You have to. That's what the wheat wants.
Don't want
to
waste it.
You're not the boss of the wheat.
No, who is? Remember that old commercial? Where's the wheat?
I remember that commercial.
It's like they go into the granary.
Yeah.
That old lady would be looking at all the bread and, you know, it'd all be this white and rich bread and... full of sugar. And
I remember.
And she would be so mad. She would go, where's the wheat?
And then they'd flash the logo on screen. Yep. Yeah. That was Barbara's restaurant, right?
Yep. Barbara's restaurant spread. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was Barbara herself, if I remember correctly.
I think it was supposed to be. I don't know if it was really Barbara or not.
No,
like, I think that was...
bring that out.
Like if it was an actor or...
I was too young, really, to remember it.
You remember the commercial really well, though.
Well, who wouldn't? It was a
Where's the wheat?
Yeah, remember? It was everywhere for like a couple months.
I know. Kids were saying... Kids had shirts.
Yeah, remember
Where's the wheat?
Yeah, you'd be like eating normal bread and they'd be like, where's the wheat?
Yeah, and you're just like, this is wheat bread.
It's... Yeah, but then if you actually did bring wheat bread, none of the kids would eat it anyway.
No, because they don't... Nobody likes wheat bread.
No, not when you're a kid. You'd trade it for something else.
Right. And now I know that it's good for me. Yeah. I should have been eating it all along.
Yep.
I've learned a tough, hard lesson. My name's Levi.
Oh, I'm Dan.
And we are your hosts for this and all episodes of Trends.
Yes, pretty much.
That has not changed. We don't have any plans for it to change. We have been getting your correspondences, and mostly saying, keep it up, keep hosting.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Yeah, one of them did say, keep up the good work. It sounded condescending.
Yeah, because it was only directed at Levi.
But, yeah, that's true.
It just said, Dan, work. And they said, Levi, keep up. The word.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
if you want to send us an email, you can send an email to trendspod@gmail.com.
Yes.
trendzpod@gmail.com. That's a real email address.
Yeah. You send it in there. We'll,
we don't know what will happen, but you can send it to us.
We have an electronic letter opener. We'll open it up and respond.
Exactly. It actually goes to Sir Laughs a Lot, and he will, he'll take submissions for topics for episodes. He's happy to take those from you. Feel free.
But it has to go through him. He's like the, he's our propaganda machine. So
exactly. Exactly.
So don't get too crazy.
No, keep it clean.
And don't make fun of suspenders, because Sir Laughs a Lot wears suspenders and he's pretty touchy about it. He might send people to your house.
He'll absolutely send people to your house. Mm-hmm. That is documented. That has happened.
I believe that's one of his favorite jokes is...
To send people to your house?
Well, that, too. He's done that to me. That's kind of scary. Like,
not hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, like, he sent some guys to me that were KGB agents, and I thought I was going to...
Oh, I remember that.
Shoot me back in the eye, going to shoot me in the head.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm not sure that was a joke.
What?
You talked your way out of it, but...
Yeah, I thought it was... So
I think they were going to shoot you in the head.
It happened on my birthday, so I just assumed it was...
I think that was a coincidence.
Oh.
I mean, you didn't do what he said, like, 3 times in a row.
Oh, I didn't realize.
He has a 3 strikes and you're out rule.
Wow, I was that close to dying.
Yeah.
I was that close to my wish.
You have a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's a mortgage I can't pay. So.
Well, it's a lease. So, you know, it's going to come up eventually.
True.
You know, it's not, you're not renting to own your life. It's just it's a lease on life.
Gentlemen.
Oh, wow. You are a tiny, tiny man.
I'm 2 tiny men.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. He's standing behind each other.
Yes, you didn't see me. You didn't see me.
I saw one of you.
You guys have a very similar voice.
Yeah.
We have the same voice.
You look the same.
We are the same.
That's baffling. Like you're a clone or?
We are clones from the same cell.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you're getting up on each other's shoulders.
Yes, because we can't reach you otherwise.
All right.
We have a message for you.
Oh, this is... I'm sorry to laugh. You guys are just... It looks like you're doing a trick.
Well, we're going to tumble. Once you take the envelope...
I'll take the envelope, and you go ahead and...
And here we are. 1, 2... Hop, hop, hop! Hey!
That is fantastic!
Whoa, and they're lighting something... There's a ring they're lighting on
fire. Oh, you're going to jump through that!
Through the death ring!
Oh!
Oh, and they're gone.
Oh, wow.
They disappeared.
We just got a little floor show.
What?
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Little tiny, tiny men with high-pitched... Go ahead,
and a really tiny envelope.
It is tiny. I'm going to see if I can even get...
I gotta find the.
Do you have a tiny? Do you have a? Okay, you've got the magnifying glass. I have a tiny envelope opener, a tiny mail opener.
Oh, look at that! That's super.
So I'm just gonna.
I thought that was a toothpick.
It might be a toothpick, but I'm gonna call it a tiny envelope opener. Okay, I'm gonna take it out and you read it with the magnifying glass. So you just go ahead and.
What is my eye look big?
Yeah, it looks enormous. All right. Do it again.
All right. Okay, let's see. It says E G.
Egg! Our trends.
No.
What?
N O G.
Are you sure?
E G G. God, I wish it stopped there. N O G. Yeah, it's there.
Eggnog.
Yeah, you can see my eye.
I can see your big eye.
It's big, but it's an unhappy eye.
Did you check for the seal? The tiny, tiny seal on the other side?
Yeah,
is that all right? Amazing. Oh yeah. Oh, all right. So the trends topic for the day is eggnog. That is our topic.
Great.
A drink that is you know what? It must be because it's the holidays right now. We're in the middle of holiday season. We've got the
hate holidays.
Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year stuff. All
he knows that. All right.
You hate eggnog?
I just hate holiday themed shit, man.
You do? I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Is that why you don't put lights up on your house?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, every show's got like a holiday theme show.
Yeah, people love that during the holidays. I mean, that's the whole...
I'm not everybody.
You aren't. You're not.
Damn it, why would you... Okay.
I really like... Now, here's the thing. I really like eggnog, but I get why you wouldn't like it. Like, it's eggnog, something...
It's one or two. It's like...
Yeah.
You either like it or you hate it.
Well, I mean, that's true with a lot of stuff. But you're right. There's probably nobody who's like lukewarm on eggnog.
No, not at all.
I don't know. I take it or leave it. Like, yeah, that's probably nobody unique. Like that. Well, it's either unique or it's not. I mean, you don't have to qualify the word unique. That's
sorry.
I can't help. I'm a jerk when it comes to the word unique.
No, you should be because it's
unique. And I'm not unique in that regard. There are other people who are like that.
They'll bust your ass over unique.
They will. So do you dislike the taste of eggnog? Is it the texture?
The consistency, the texture, I think.
The theme, you don't even like it, the time that it happens.
I don't even like that it has alcohol in it. I think it's nasty.
Oh, see, now I like the non-alcoholic eggnog.
Well, they do make them.
I will say.
Yeah.
I like it without all the rum. Is it rum, I think? I don't know.
Who really cares?
Somebody cares. You're mad at eggnog. You don't just dislike it. You're mad. Dan is upset, everyone.
You ever have it splatter all over your face?
No.
You ever get it stuck in your arm hairs and stuff like that?
I don't really have much arm hair.
Yeah, well, I do. And let me tell you, when it gets stuck in there, it's like, you don't even know it. It dries and you're trying to put on your coat later and then it gets stuck on something and it rips arm hairs out.
Right.
Yeah, not fun.
No. I know what you're saying. A lot of people don't know. I think we should give a little backstory. Dan has, years of experience, in the service industry.
Yes.
Making drinks.
Yes, specifically drinks with eggnog.
That's right. He's made a more than he can count drinks with eggnog.
Yeah, I've asked Sir Lancelot to release me from my servitude into society.
But well, you have to pay off your debt.
Yeah, I do.
He got you in the boat that got you over here.
He paved my way from comedy college.
So exactly.
I owe him money for about the next 5-6 years. So
at least. Yeah, unless inflation and all that.
You know. I have to go to whatever doctors he says. And like, you know.
That's better than the no doctors you used to go to.
Absolutely.
I have to say.
Oh, yeah. That's way before. Way better. Yeah.
I have a long storied relationship with eggnog.
Who doesn't?
There probably are people. I don't know their names. I'm going to guess Susan.
Sure.
And Reginald.
Yeah.
And Maurice. Do not have a storied history.
And Thomason.
I'm pretty sure if you're named Thomason, you've got something.
That is true. That's a very eggnog name.
You've had some experience. I don't want to.
You probably had that before mother's milk if your name is Thomason.
Probably. It's probably what your mother's milk is. Probably. That's what comes out of your mother.
Yeah, probably eggnog. Your mom was like a crack whore. That's how her body processed the mother's milk. It came out eggnog.
Now you're besmirching the good name of eggnog, saying it would come out of a crack whore.
Sorry.
No, you're not. A crack whore, they could probably produce normal milk,
There's probably a couple crack whores that are good moms.
But I'm sure there are lots. Yeah. A lot of people do that to become like self-sustaining mothers who can afford to pay for their kids. This actually brings up a quick... I'm just going to ask you this question before we go into our break. I think this is really important. If you had to choose between drinking eggnog, which you've established you hate,
I think I know,
and drinking the milk from a crack whore mother who's nursing...
Right from her breasts?
Into a cup. Both of these are in like cup scenarios.
Is it into a cup and then I drink it?
You don't have to watch it, but yes, she expresses milk. She pumps it however it gets out. That's not...
Well, how am I going to know that it's from their thing? It just could be regular milk.
This is... I'm telling you, this is the hypothetical scenario I'm creating. You would, right, well, you'd have to believe me that this is...
All right.
Okay, well, here's the thing. No. It, no, so. Let me answer your question. There would be a team, like a board involved, a team of five people who would oversee both the eggnog production and the extraction of the crack whore mother milk.
Okay.
And see the whole process of how it gets from its origins into the container. So they'd watch the mother pump her crack whore breast milk into a cup.
Yeah.
They'd refrigerate it until you were ready. They would watch however the eggnog is produced, which I'm not entirely clear on. I think you make milk and then you take eggs and some sugar and mix it together or something, I think.
Something. I think that you add like 19 pounds of sugar, I think, to it.
That's excessive. Yeah. But so then there'd be these two cups and then you wouldn't know which is which.
Oh.
And then you put on a blindfold, even though you don't know which is which, because you can tell. Like one's going to be whiter and one's going to be kind of yellow.
Well, you never, maybe the crack horse milk. I don't know. I'm blindfolded.
Yeah, you can't see it. You're wearing mittens because you have good hand senses. We don't want you to guess which cup is which.
Well, no. I guess I'd be able to smell, but I wouldn't.
You want to smell. That's a big part of tasting, right?
What?
So then you're blindfolded and you have mittens on and you're naked otherwise.
Huh?
This is all part of it.
What?
And
I
then
be naked around eggnog?
Yeah, you're naked around that. You have the eggnog.
Okay, I'm very hairy.
You're not going to spill. You have someone helping pour it into your mouth. Like, you're sitting there.
These are people I don't know.
You're tied to a chair, but these are five respected members of the community.
What am I tied to the chair with?
It's a velvet rope, so it's really soft, but it's strong.
I can get out of that.
No, your hands are bound behind the chair, and then your legs are tied to the chair.
Have you ever been bound with velvet?
No.
Not only is it very comforting and soothing, but you can get out of it really easy. It's a very pliable fabric.
Huh. Well, this is extra tough velvet. It's not very stretchy. It doesn't have what to give.
It's like Turkish velvet. Got you.
Yes, exactly.
Turkish so farm the, grade.
Yes, the Turkish farmers, the velvet Turkish farmers use to it's like tie their goats to chairs.
Fair enough. You can't get out of that stuff.
No.
Goats can't even eat through that.
No, especially.
You know billy goats.
Who doesn't?
You know?
They're gruff.
They're the same everywhere around the world.
Right, but the Turkish ones have a temper.
Yeah, they do. You got to stay away from those back legs.
Temper.
Yep, and the horn, the one horn that they have.
Yes, exactly right. The Turkish horn on the Turkish billy goat.
Yes.
And so the goat is tied to a chair, and then you have to feed, and you're naked.
Wait.
And the goat is shaved.
What?
And you have to feed the goat eggnog or crack whore milk, and you're blindfolded and you have mittens on.
Wait.
And so you have to, which milk do you want to grab? You don't know which one you're going to get, but which one you hope that you pick up to feed to the tied Turkish billy goat?
The crack whore milk.
All right.
Because I'm going to have to taste it because I've never tasted crack whore milk. And, I just want to taste, see what it's like so I can identify that, process it in my head. If I ever run into that smell or that taste again, I'll know what it's from and I can, deal with it accordingly. So I'll taste the crack whore's milk first and I'll give it to the billy goat, who will probably eat the cup and, my hand,
He'll eat your hand.
They eat everything.
That's why you don't have clothes on. He ate your clothes.
Well, okay.
The billy goat ate your clothes.
I'll have to do this backwards then because I don't want him to eat,
I know what you're talking about.
My most precious part.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because he could take that off in one big fell bite,
Yeah, easily with the billy goat mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we quick throw it to break? If you got the brake button over by you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll throw you the brake button tonight.
Oh! And brake! Welcome back to Trends. We are talking eggnog.
As always, we talk eggnog.
This is Trends is a podcast dedicated to eggnog.
From now on.
Officially. Yep. From now on. Every episode, we'll delve deeper and deeper into the worlds of eggnog.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, jumpers.
Hey, what's going on?
We are, of course, talking about eggnog.
Yeah, I know, because we got it out here, man.
You got eggnog?
An eggnog bar was sent. Like, oh. It just arrived like a little minute ago, 5 minutes ago. I got it all set up for you guys.
That's fantastic. Do they? This is new to me. There's coconut milk eggnog. Do you have that?
They got every type of magic.
It's all there?
52 types of eggnog out here. I mean, these guys delivered it. They set it all up.
Was it the eggnog boys?
Yeah, those little dudes.
Yeah.
They did like a tumble.
They had a
fire wheel. And then they set up like a slick little pool that they like slided.
Nice.
And then they jumped over like, they put a little, what do you call it?
I don't know.
It was like, looked like copper cleansing material that was dangerous, you know?
Oh, yeah,
it,
yeah.
And they jumped over that.
Did they at any point have a tiny bicycle?
They said they were going to bring that back later when they came pick up the eggnog.
Oh, when we're done?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all done.
Fantastic.
They seemed very excited about it. They said their bicycle was like the height of their repertoire, you know?
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah, but it's pretty awesome. I had butterscotch eggnog.
Butterscotch eggnog?
Yeah.
I've never tried that.
It's amazing, man. I'll go get you one.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you guys need to look up.
Oh.
You see that shit?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's not ferns hanging up there. What is that, my man?
I'm not.
Is that mistletoe? Yeah, Dan, it is. Come here, baby.
Happy holidays.
It's all over. Ceiling is mistletoe.
It is. It's wall-to-wall mistletoe.
Yeah, guess who did that? That's little me last night. Here, I got a little
I hope you were in here alone.
You know.
You weren't in here
alone. I was not. I'm going to let you guys know something.
But there's no dust, so this must have been...
Clean that shit up. That girl wasn't in the dust.
That's right.
Yeah, but you know what? I got so much mistletoe up here.
It
equals more than a kiss, you know? So when I brought that girl in here, I said, you know what? You got to give it up. Kiss ain't going to do this.
I didn't know that worked.
Huh? Oh, it did. It did last night. It worked right there in the corner.
Did you know mistletoe is poisonous?
We didn't eat it.
I'm just making sure you knew that. Things get pretty wild.
It got to watch our carnal...
We don't need... It's fine.
All right. But come here, Dan. I'm going to give you a kiss.
Yeah, go ahead, right? Dan.
Come here, my mistletoe. Man. Give me a little kiss.
Mistletoe.
You're no homo, all right?
What? You don't have to. All right, guys.
All right, enough is enough, dude.
Yeah.
One is enough.
You know what? Dan can probably taste that butterscotch eggnog on your lips.
I can.
Mm.
Joppers, I know you well, but you didn't need to do that.
No. That's fine.
My man, Levi, you're going to get one, too, before the show's done.
Save it. Save it for me.
You're too far across the room.
I know.
I ain't fucking with you.
No.
So you want butterscotch eggnog?
I'd like you to bring in a few different choices, if that's cool.
No problem, man. I know Dan is a huge fan of eggnog, so I'm going to make him try every single one.
Wow.
No, I'm good, actually. I know. I don't need to know anything else about eggnog. Fine. Well, you're going to get all of them, my man.
Nice.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks, jumpers.
I'll see you in a second.
All right.
Eggnog!
Man, he's really excited about the holiday season.
He loves holiday time.
Yeah. So I get you don't like eggnog. And that's fine. That's legit. Like, I get it. It's a little mucusy, a little weird, kind of gross, honestly. I like it, but I don't want to like it. Like, I get that. But you seem like you got a beef with holiday in general stuff. You're just not into it? Or are you actually, like, ill will? Like, is it... For some people, the holidays are stressful. Like, there's family in town, and you're gathering. We don't normally gather. People bring up old, like, beefs that they have with each other.
Well, it's not that. It's just that... I mean, we all know that... This holiday is in place specifically so that...
Go ahead. Which one? You mean Christmas?
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of stuff. Like, there's New Year's, there's Hanukkah. I mean,
there's a bunch of things right around Christmas time. You know,
you
got the Black Friday, you got this and that. That's all set up so that these, businesses can make money. That's the entire reason why we have this holiday.
I don't think that's entirely true.
Oh, yeah.
That's cynical.
Levi, come on now. You know the government. Come on now.
What does the government have to do with making money?
Because they make money on this stuff, man, you know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, all these stores, they make the majority of their money. Like during the Christmas season, you know, on Black Friday time. So they actually have petitioned to make like these days like earlier, you know, come, you know, they can make Black Friday whatever day they want. You know what I mean?
How would they?
Well, they can change.
I mean, it's still a one day.
But they can, you know, they can change Thanksgiving around. The business leaders have had times where they've gotten a board together.
What?
Yeah. And they've tried to petition the government to let them move Black Friday ahead of time or make it a little bit later according to how their, you know, businesses are doing.
Now, where are you? This sounds like something you're just making up.
No,
like, this sounds like nonsense.
No, you go on the internet, find all this stuff. You know the internet's reliable for information.
No, I mean, that's what I've been trying to tell you. You can't just Google the government wants to take your money and see what comes up or whatever weird.
I don't use Google.
I didn't say Google. Did I say Google?
You said Google.
Well, what do you do?
I use
you Bing?
Google.
What's Google?
It's never even the heard of alternate it. News version of Google. Because oh. Google's censored by the government. You know this. So, like, Google's like an
well, not in China. I mean, the government in China censors Google, but I think...
Well, they do it here, too. Everything's gone through that machine. There's, like, a filter. Everything gets dubbed down to us, man. Just try Google before the government finds out about it. They keep changing the letter every month. So, you know...
Who's they? Who's doing
the people that run this engine. So, like a couple months ago, it was Google, and then we had...
For
Google,
Halloween.
We had Google. Yeah. You know, every month, the letter changes around, you know?
And that's how they avoid the government, yep. by changing one letter?
Yep.
But who loads in all the content? Like, how... that's got to be a whole works. Team of...
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, you don't know how it works, and you just trust that it's accurate, and it's...
Yeah, I just keep typing a different letter in front of it, and then it goes to that letter. You know?
And you just trust whatever
sometimes
you find?
Sometimes it changes while you're in mid-search, and you got to, like, start all over again.
Yeah. Google.
Yeah. It's Google. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Google. Toogle.
All right.
You name it. You name it. Poogle. Roogle. You know? You name it. You know, Hoogle.
I think Google, that's... All right. It. That's enough. It. Let's stop it. Naming Oogles.
Zoogle.
Okay. I don't
know. Oogle.
You already said Yugle. Is that a different spelling?
No, that's Y and U.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's my mistake for judging you and questioning you.
It is. And Aoogle.
All right.
And Google.
I think that's all nonsense. Now, I'll tell you, all right. I'm gonna move off this because it's just a bunch of hokum. That's what I'm going to call it. Hokum. Right. The government's not rigging. What like, certainly there's a tie-in between the government and the capitalism and our... You know, in the United States and throughout the world, and that's true.
And plus, holidays are a lonely time, Levi.
Well, they can be, certainly.
Yes,
but it's also a very festive gathering. I mean, you see people more people than usual. Yes. So, like, maybe you can feel lonely, but you also have a lot more people around you.
Or maybe seeing all those people around you emphasizes your loneliness.
I feel like maybe we're not talking in the hypothetical right now. Huh? Like you seem like you're
totally
being
that's hypothetical.
You seem like you're being specific. Is there? Oh, yeah. Is everything okay?
Oh, everything's beautiful.
All right. Good. That's nice.
Presents. I do like presents. So presents is a great thing.
Yeah.
Because who doesn't like getting stuff and giving stuff and having that good feeling surrounding?
Yeah. I mean, it's lovely. There's that old saying of it's better to give than receive. Yes, you know that saying?
Let me say, you have a daughter, so I assume Christmas time is a wonderful, super fun time.
She is psyched.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
She's very excited.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard because I really like Christmas time. I'm mixed about the mythology.
That is the problem.
Of Santa Claus.
That's the problem. What do you teach in your house?
The reason I hesitate from just being completely like, here's the rational, logical explanation of how things work, is that I don't want my kid to be the asshole for every other kid in school.
Yeah, that was me once I figured that
out. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that at all. Yeah. My mother still believes in Santa Claus. That's like, if good. Sincerely, like, she gets that she has to facilitate the gift giving.
Yeah.
But she sort of puts it up to, like, Santa Claus made sure I was able to get presents to give to you guys. So he's real. Yeah. You know? You say, but that's insane. Like, she's a crazy person.
And they have videos. Like, you can send, like, somebody's name, like, and they'll make a video of, like, Santa Claus. Like,
well, that's not real.
No, I know, but I just think it's kind of.
You seem like you thought that was real.
No, I don't believe in Santa.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want to tell you and ruin it for you. So were you the kid in like what? Like third grade, fourth grade?
I figured it out because the handwriting on Santa's handwriting and my parents' handwriting was like the same.
Did Santa write you stuff?
Well, he would say like, you know, to Dan, love Santa. And it would be the same handwriting as
Okay. This is really important. This raises a question. So your gifts were wrapped that came from Santa? They're like wrapped in wrapping paper?
Yeah, yeah.
Ours were just like out. Like, you'd wake up in the morning, and there'd just be a bunch of toys.
That's awesome. Because it's like saving Santa a ton of work. Because he really doesn't need to wrap them. He can just drop them.
Right, because it's not like they're high under the tree for a while.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there.
Yeah.
Like, he brings them that night.
Absolutely.
The
thing that drives me crazy at the holiday times is if you're watching TV, like, watching all the
holiday specials
that like try to make Santa like hip and cool.
Yeah, yeah, he does a lot of dancing.
Me fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I can't tell you. Like,
yeah, that is
that alone is why I hate Christmas.
Well, so there's a lot of still the like hip hop Santa. Like that's a big thing of him like rapping or doing a hip hoppy dance or something like that.
I'll never forget I saw a documentary about Run DMC.
Right, Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah.
But he was saying that, like, he saw, like, a Fruity Pebbles ad with Barney Rubble, like, rapping terribly. Yeah. And he just, like, was like, what? You know, this is what rap has become. You know, this is, like, some, you know,
right,
rap
is now co-opted.
Mainstream. Right. Rap is now mainstream. That Barney Rubble's rapping about it with Fruity Pebbles.
You know, exactly.
I think the first time he saw that mainstream culture, he just kind of shook his head.
It's like, it's disheartening. Done. It's disheartening. It's
super horrible.
So what are the things now that are, like, still independent, still not mainstream, whether it be music or what other kind of art things, that are going to be in the next year or two the focus of the Santa theme? Like, what's going to be co-opted next?
Dubstep.
You think so?
Yeah.
There's going to be, like, Santa doing dubstep?
Yeah.
What would that? Do you have any idea what that would be? What that would consist of?
I barely know what, like, dubstep is.
Yeah, so, I don't either.
I mean, I've heard it out with my friend, you know,
No, it's different than reggaeton, right?
Reggaeton's way different. Okay. Dubstep, there's some good stuff, but, like, I've only heard, I have a friend that's a DJ, and so I'll go out and hear other people play dubstep, and, like, you know, so I have quite wrapped my mind around it. Because, you know, there's always subgenres of that stuff.
Of course.
Dubstep, but then that's just the thing, and then there's all these subgenres.
The stub dubstep. Quub dubstep,
probably like the three dub dubstep, and like the
triple dubstep,
the hard dubstep,
double dubstep,
two-step dubstep, the intelligent dubstep,
right?
You know, all that stuff.
College dubstep.
College dubstep.
Yeah.
So I think Santa will be doing dubstep,
like, in 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Santa's gonna have, like, somehow have an ironic mustache in, like, a year or two. Like, even though he has a beard,
nobody's done that
they'll
yet.
Layer another mustache on top of him.
Two.
But then I also think, like, the hipster thing next is going to be, like, to have an all-white, big, bushy Santa beard, like, year-round.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's going to...
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet.
It probably has somewhere.
Hipsters like to look terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
It's just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's the thing.
So that's going, like, to happen. Like, the worse you look, the cooler you are.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that seems
Which
like...
I don't understand. Yeah, okay. I should be racking in hipster girls then, but okay.
You don't look bad.
Oh, I'm, like, one step away from homeless.
But you don't...
Like, I look pretty bad.
Which direction? Like, what step do you need to take?
That's it. It's like I'm teeter-tottering on the edge.
Yeah.
Forward or backwards. This is given on the given day, so.
You just one less amount of taking care of yourself
pretty much.
When you're over the edge?
Yeah.
There's, I don't think that's true.
Now, what was one of the best presents you ever got?
You want to know? I have an answer to this question. Yeah. It feels like I've been thinking about it since I was a kid. I, 1 year, got a Lego set.
Yeah.
That was NASA, like, it was a space shuttle.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. Because, like, it had, I love the instructions with Legos, and you follow them to a T, and it looks awesome.
Yep, yeah.
But you can also build whatever you want with all
the
pieces.
Because I would always build the thing once, and then
And then do whatever. Yeah,
then I'd
exactly.
Tear it down and, like, do whatever. Or, like, do modifications on it.
Yeah. Give it some extra turbo blasters, some guns. Beans,
some girls with titties hanging on.
I don't, what, how would you do that?
Well, you just.
I could never make
imagination,
Legos.
Imagination, man. Just make one of the. One of the little guys, a girl with big titties in your head. And
see, I think as soon as I started thinking about big titties, as you say.
Yeah, or tig bitties, as I like to say.
To code it, so no one knows what you're talking about?
No one knows, so you can say it around girls.
Nice.
Like, look at them tig bitties. They never know. They
girls
can,
are
they
stupid.
Can't figure it out.
No.
I didn't say that. They just can't figure out their codes.
So. Right. As soon as I got any kind of interest in girls, I think I stopped doing Legos, which is why I'm not an engineer now.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And engineers... They all got ladies because they're all making money. So
right. I mean, that's the smarter steps.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, well, Legos are not girls. So I should stop doing Legos and go talk to girls. And then, you know, they didn't talk to me, but I stopped playing with Legos. And I guess I had nothing to show for it.
Does your child have Legos now?
We don't have any Legos.
Come on, my man.
I don't know. I don't have any.
The fuck is up with that?
They get everywhere.
Yo, Levi, you don't
Jumpers,
have any Legos?
Where'd you come from?
I'm just bringing you
Jeez, you just rushed in here. Thanks eggnog. For the eggnog, though.
Well, hell yeah, it's an eggnog emergency. Here's a cup for you.
Oh, thank you.
Here's a cup for you.
Wow.
Here's a cup for you. And here's a cup for you. Dan, I got 8 of these for you.
Wow.
Here's a cup for
you. Wow.
Here's a cup for you, Dan. Here's a cup. Thanks. I don't need all this eggnog.
This smells awesome. There's all kinds of different. Is this ginger eggnog, this one? There's like a. Oh.
There you go, Levi. That's
Thank
for you, you on your forehead.
Wow. I don't mind that. That's nice.
Yep.
So this is like a ginger eggnog. I'm going to. That is thick. That's like homemade.
Oh, yeah. This is the thickest eggnog. This is like. I don't think. This is like refined eggnog. I think this like came straight out of eggnog cow, so to speak.
I don't know.
You know, I know it doesn't come from.
Okay,
cow,
sorry.
You know
I'm
mean.
Sorry.
You know
I'm sorry.
I mean.
That just see yeah, that.
I mean, unless they want to add to the mythology of Christmas and say there's a special cow up on the North Pole.
What if there is?
Because it's cold, it's milk curdled, and that's all funny. And out pops eggnog. You know.
I don't think the cold would curdle the milk.
I'm just trying to
I don't want
to reason. I mean, it's not real. You know?
Which isn't. Eggnog? It's right here. The eggnog. It's cow. Right in front. Oh, no, you're right. That's not real.
I hope it's not real.
I don't think it's not even.
Thinking about it. That doesn't seem like it could happen.
Possible. Yeah,
I'm
no.
pretty sure that wouldn't happen. Man, shut the fuck up and drink the eggnog.
Hey, let's. Right. Guys, it's the season of giving. So let's. I actually.
This is bacon eggnog.
You like that?
I like bacon.
I don't
eat. Strange.
I don't eat pigs.
Yeah, I didn't like that one myself. No, but, that's you know, weird. I thought you might want to try it.
There's just bits of bacon floating in
it. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
It's kind of smoky then, is it, I would guess?
Yeah, it's a smoky bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also, I think it was lightly brushed with the flavor of, you know, it's got some hints of citrus. You know, it's got some, you know, flowery undertones to it. I think whatever glaze they use has that.
Yeah.
You taste that, you know, in the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, right on the back, on the back of the tongue.
Yeah, that's where those flavor receptors are located.
Of course.
But you don't got Legos for your kid?
I don't have any Legos at my house. No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Yeah, here's $35. Go buy your kids some Legos.
It's not a money thing.
Say it's from Santa Jampas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if you want, let me know when you're going to be opening presents. I can climb down the chimney if you want. I'll dress up like Santa Jampas. I can maybe bust a window, come on in, say, yo, no, Santa Jampas, here's no some need. Legos, because your dad's a motherfucker and he won't let you have any.
Wow, that's a generous offer.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a lovely Christmas morning for my child.
Hell yeah.
But we're not even going to be home for Christmas, so don't
are you going
swing
on vacation?
By.
I can fly. I don't mind.
No. We're just going to be at some...
I know a girl who works for Delta, so I can fly anywhere I want.
You know what? Thank you, but you do your stuff. You got family things. I know you got to... You go help out the homeless on Christmas day, don't you?
Yeah, I hang out with the homeless people.
Yeah.
I usually bang one homeless girl a year, and it's on Christmas.
I guess...
can't believe I used the word bang for that, because it ain't a bang. It ain't over quick, you know.
Because you're loving on Christmas.
You know I am.
Right.
Yeah, you know I am.
Yeah,
it's time for giving, my man.
That giving seems like something that should be creepy, but it's not, you know, the way you do
be.
It. I wanted to tell... I did bring... gifts for both you guys. I was going to do it off air.
Really, Levi?
Yeah, I was going to do it off air, but it's...
Well, I got gifts for you, too.
We're talking about the holidays, so...
Hell yeah.
Might as well be a good time.
Hey, I'm going to get my gifts real quick.
Okay, yeah, great.
I didn't wrap mine.
Oh, but you got stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You're going to, like, close your eyes and, like, on the count of three?
Sure, yeah, but I... you put it in front of me, and
then
I will...
Because we open our eyes on, like, the invisible four, or we open our eyes on three?
How about we go a count to four, but open it on three.
Fair enough.
So we're open for a minute.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
So one, two, three,
open.
Four. Wow. I've been looking at,
Twisted Sister's greatest hits.
Yeah.
I know you love Twisted Sister.
Like, 6 months ago, I said, I love Twisted Sister.
Yeah, so it's you love them. So here you go, it's Twisted Sister. I didn't even know they had greatest hits. I didn't know they had that many songs that they could make a greatest hits compilation.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I can see, if you guys can see the joy in his eyes, right now, it's amazing. He's lighting up.
Yeah, I mean,
it's what Christmas is all
just
about.
Just so you know, sometimes, not for this, sometimes when I say I love something like this, I love that.
Yeah, that's how you said it.
Sometimes I'm being sarcastic. I love... Oh. This is great. I'm a big fan of Twisted Sister.
Is it great or is it great?
No, it's great. Thank you. I'm not going to play it right now because we're in the middle of
I wouldn't.
This. But, so, a few, like, like, when I said this is as fun as watching paint dry, just so you know, like, that's not something I want to go do. I don't want to go watch paint dry. Just... Like those kind of things.
You said that because I was like, that does not sound like an interesting, fun time.
No,
it's
not.
A long time.
It is a long time, and it's an expression to mean something.
All right, Levi, here's my present for you.
Okay, Jompers, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Should I open it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Check it out.
It's
Rush's Exit Stage Left with Backstage Pass thing from the tour. It's also got a poster signed by Gary Lee, that drummer, and that other dude. Yeah, because you said you love Rush. You said that it was your favorite album.
Yeah, this is great, actually. This is really exciting.
Yeah. Right? You said you love Rush.
I said I love Canadian...
Yeah, that's how you said it.
Canadian Power Trios
is what
I said.
There's no other Canadian Power Trios.
Oh, there's a couple other,
You need... No, not really.
But Rush is, right up
Rush.
There.
I was going to get you 2112, but I was like, fuck it. Exit Stage Left is a double album. Boom.
You guys are so generous.
Yeah.
And
you play it now?
No, well, after the show, how about? So here's...
Fuck's the last lap. Play it now.
No, with... Hey, man. No. Come on. You're I got right. a gift for you. And
for a minute.
Here's yours and here's Dan's. If you guys want to open up your presents.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an Irma Bombeck anthology. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like witty witticisms. And then I won't ruin it for you, Jumpers, but I got you the Dave Barry stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love Dave Barry. Thank you. It's like a...
No, that's ironic. No, that's being ironic. Because Dan and I made fun of Dave Barry before, and you thought it was funny.
Yo, are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys have the courage to do that? Do you know that man can have you killed?
Dave Barry can?
Yeah. He made little Miami. That's why he knows a lot of probably Cuban dudes. He can have you killed.
Oh.
I made fun of him once at the airport, and he had a guy come over and slap me in the face.
Then in that case, that is a genuine gift. You got a Dave Barry calendar.
Yeah, I love Dave Barry.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Levi. I love Irma Bombeck.
You do, right?
Yeah, I love Irma Bombeck.
You've brought her up several times.
Yes, this will be a bathroom book, Levi.
That means you really like it, right? Because you're
yes,
in there a lot?
Yes.
You go in there all the time?
I poop all the time, so I'm going
to
be
You don't have to be specific about it.
I don't read books while I'm shaving.
You could. Have you tried it? I do that.
Well, I have a beard, man. I would fuck it up.
Well, no, you just have a book open next to you on the counter, and then you kind of glance at the words while you're doing it, and then just check in the mirror every once in a while, make sure you're getting the nice tightening up the under the chin stuff. And
okay.
You just have to have big print books.
Well, this is a big print book.
Or you could try audio books.
I think I'll take this. I think this would be a finer.
Good,
option.
Good, good.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Levi.
Oh, more forehead.
Give
okay.
a little kiss on the forehead there.
Hey, I think we need to fill up on eggnog, so I'm going to go ahead and hit the break button.
Oh, I see it's over here, Levi. I'm going to touch you that break button.
Oh, here it
go
goes.
Go long, go long, go long.
Up. We three kings of Orient are listening to Trends.
Oh, look at that.
Happy holidays.
We'll get you guys some more eggnog.
Thanks. I thought you were going to do that on the break.
Oh, yeah, but there's way more out here, man.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to drink it all by the end of the show, right?
Because it's only going to be here for a little bit more. Those little guys are going to come back.
Oh, they're just going to take the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll try to drink as much as I can. I mean, I...
Drink up. Well, some of this stuff is alcoholic, though, so watch it.
I'm more worried about how it makes me kind of phlegmy as I keep drinking more of it. Like,
but I was specifically told not to give you guys any water while this was going on.
That's fine.
There was a set instruction.
Yeah, by the Eggnog Brothers?
Yeah.
It said, don't give us any water?
Yeah, the Eggnog Brothers.
Yeah.
They came and gave us that.
Those guys are hilarious.
Yeah, they gave me a little tiny card, too. I had to get out the magnifying glass that I keep out front.
Oh, you got that one out there. Good.
Well, yeah, Mr. Laughslop knows how handy a magnifying glass can be.
Yes, yes.
So he makes sure all his employees have a authorized Sir Laughslop magnifying glass.
Hey, speaking of, is there a guest? Do we have a... Is there someone in the lobby?
I think
lobby?
So. Yeah, there's somebody out there remembers around with the eggnog.
Yeah, why don't you just send him in?
And we'll do that.
Because we got to get to our guest. We got our guest coming.
What's that smell?
I don't know. There's a lot of eggnog around, and that stuff can go.
He's holding his nose out there.
Oh, he'll be in with her. Oh, wait. So yeah. He's got a guy out there.
I think so.
His head in here.
Millennium Falcon. That was my favorite present.
Oh, I was going to ask, but then we got waylaid. Hmm? Did you get Han? Did Han and Chewbacca both come with it?
Well, I got them. They didn't come with it, but I think I got them.
It didn't come with anybody.
I don't.
Just got a Falcon, an empty
don't
Falcon.
Remember. It might have.
And
it,
like half of it lifted off, right?
Yeah,
I remember
that.
That
was a very
toy.
Good Christmas.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Awesome
Christmas. Yeah.
We didn't really get Star Wars toys.
That's like the one time I did.
But so. I got Legos all the time.
Yeah, I think my friend that year got Dagobah, so my friend would come over with Dagobah, and I had the money. Falcon, and the Dagobah had that awesome felt swamp that you could get swallow somebody up in.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, you get pulled down under.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we pulled too hard and then it got tore off and then it kind of looked like a shitty swamp, but you know.
Yeah.
I was pissed that you couldn't put the ship in there because I like that part of the movie where
make it land in Dagobah?
Yeah. Remember when Yoda brought the ship up?
Yeah, I remember. You don't have to show me. Of course I remember.
Fun to reenact.
And the things were attacking him? What was the thing? What are those things? Those leech things?
I don't know. Vanta?
Oh, yeah. You do know. Why are you pretending you don't know? You're saying what they are.
I'm pretty sure my answer's wrong. I just shut up.
Why don't you Google it? You can Google it and see what the real truth is.
Let's see. Oh, they changed the letter again.
Oh, well, let's not get into all the letters, because that is minutiae. Oh, who's coming in? Oh, you got, like, maybe a lounge singer. Hi, welcome to Trends. That's Dan, and I'm Levi, and we're talking about eggnog and the holidays.
I love eggnog. It's,
yeah.
My favorite things to drink is eggnog. Thank you.
Well,
I use this eggnog Emporium Palace out here.
It's just our lobby. Maybe you could introduce yourselves for our listeners.
Yes.
And we can talk about what you're sent here to talk about today.
My name is Hansel.
Hansel? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. It's like a storybook name.
What?
Do you have a last name? Just Hansel?
I forgot it long ago.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Trends.
Yeah, welcome, sir.
Hansel? Yeah, just put some eggnog under your nose, and you don't even notice it.
Great, thanks. Jesus Christ.
It's better than, it's probably a wash for you. Oh, you're really scatting, Hansel.
What am I doing?
You're singing. It's great.
I'm just talking to you. What are you talking
about? Oh, okay. So the main topic we're talking about is eggnog. So maybe you could tell us about your relationship with eggnog.
I love eggnog.
Yeah.
I have it all year round, country.
Did you just fall asleep? Hansel.
Oh, I'll push him.
Okay, just care for your hands.
Get in the sky.
Oh.
Eggnog.
I
make my own eggnog.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. You work for a company, or you make like a small brew kind? Or?
Wait a minute now.
I'm sorry.
The recipe.
Go ahead.
Was told to me by my father.
Oh.
And the recipe was handed down from his father. And then his mother taught him that recipe and taught him that.
Wow.
That's where it started.
Is there any chance your father was a woodcutter?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry to bring it up.
Okay. So let me think about this for a minute.
Go ahead.
It's now my father, and it's now my grandfather, but it's my great-great-grandmother. She chopped wood.
Oh, so you really do have a woodcutter in your family?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, she's kind of started everything for us. You know?
Yeah, sorry, Dan. It's that you're sitting so close.
The guests don't sit so close to you, dude.
No. Like, no, it's just on purpose. It's by design.
God.
So, Hansel, I don't want to be inopportune, but I don't want to be inappropriate, but
that's not the same thing.
It's different.
Before.
I switched.
I'm sure if you said a different word, it has a different meaning.
It's true.
Because this word means something different. Skilly.
Whoa, you're falling out of your chair. Yep.
He fell into my lap.
That's as long as he's
and
safe.
He's asleep.
Oh, wow. It seems like he's maybe had a lot of eggnog.
He's got a lot of lice in his hair.
Oh, you don't want that on your lap, Dan.
God, I know, I'm trying to... Just,
you're going
to
have the groin kind.
Okay, get up.
Oh, get up. Sir, Hansel, maybe...
Yeah.
We actually have some eggnog here with coffee in it, if you want to try that. It might help you as we talk a little bit more.
I keep falling asleep?
Yeah, you've been dozing off. I don't know if you've been working late or...
I have narcolepsy.
You have narcolepsy?
Well, a mild form of it.
Okay.
The electricity in my brain is... because I suffer from seizures.
Okay, you can just stay in your seat, sir. You don't have to crawl on the table.
No, I'll show you where my
you don't have to crawl on the table,
they
sir.
Start right up here, and then they go down.
This table is not a bed.
And then
please stop laying
when
down.
I have a seizure, I have learned to deal with it by singing.
Oh.
So if I sing, when the seizure hits me, it alleviates the electricity in my brain, and then I'm able to not have a seizure, and I will not swallow my tongue.
Dan, I remember, Drunks is being lovable.
Yeah, I do too. I kind of want to poke this guy in the eye.
You do it and I'll kill you.
Hey, this is all friends.
I didn't say I was going to
We're
do
all
it.
Friends.
I don't want people poking me
in
the eye.
You know what? Why don't you tell us how you make eggnog?
It's really simple.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, I usually get up in the morning.
Yep.
I thank Jesus Christ that I'm alive.
Okay.
Even though I'm very miserable because...
What? You seem happy enough.
No. I usually sleep in alleyways or sometimes under park benches. Or sometimes.
Is the eggnog business not so great? I mean, make and sell eggnog.
No, I make eggnog from what I find out of the dumpsters.
What?
And the trash. And sometimes what people will give me from stores that they don't want to do.
Did you just throw up?
A little bit.
That's gross.
Just like... It is an almost...
Don't describe
almost
it.
Almost a tidal wave.
I don't need...
Wow. I don't sing when I throw up, because then I would just...
Then please,
it would go everywhere.
Please sing, then.
Well, no, if I'm going to throw up, I'm trying to hold it back. If I say,
well, don't throw up. Well, there's a garbage bin next to you if
is
you're
going
to.
Oh,
no. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow. Oh, okay. Oh, he's sleeping. This has got to be the worst guest that Sir Laughs-A-Lot has ever sent to us.
I'm just going to lift his head up here.
This is... Okay. Oh, so you have vomit on your face, sir. Mister.
You have vomit on your face.
A little bit from you.
What?
You just threw up all over
our... No, you threw up all over your mouth.
Okay, go ahead with your eggnog.
So what I do is I go to the trash.
Oh, Jesus.
Is something bothering you about Jesus?
Nope, it's almost Christmas.
Praise
Jesus.
So I go to the trash, and I usually open it up, and I look around for anything liquid. Sometimes some rain has fallen from the night before, or even while I'm still waking, there's rain.
Oh, boy.
So I get a container to collect it, and water is the base of eggnog. And usually, I'll take whatever food products.
Say water is the base of eggnog?
Yeah.
Okay.
My eggnog.
Go on.
Then I'll take whatever food items are there. Like, a lot of times it's like apple cores and fish heads and, possibly newspaper pulp. And what I do is I mash it into more of a pulp, like is the base for my eggnog. And then I put that in the water. And then what I usually do is then I rummage through the trash, because you can find, like, eggs and stuff. Every trash can is, here's a secret that I learned from not having a home my entire life. And my father not
Our
having
whole life.
A home. And his father not having a home.
Wow.
Well, you're kind of born into being homeless. I don't know if you know.
I didn't. I thought that people fell in hard times and wound up homeless.
Well, my grandfather fell in hard times, and that meant we were born into the homeless person class.
Okay. Are you going to throw up again?
Maybe.
I don't want you to. That's not pleasant. Nope.
Oh, he looks like he's swallowing that back.
Yeah, he does, which is worse somehow. No. That's grosser.
Yikes. Okay, I'm okay. Then I find an egg two, and then I add it to my mixture.
You find an egg?
Yeah, in the trash. And sometimes you can find them whole. Sometimes you can find, like, an egg that's been half-cracked and the yolk is still there. You have to make sure there's a yolk in it.
I don't want to...
The yolk is the
key. I'm not judging your lifestyle, but I don't think you should be eating garbage out of... Like a garbage...
Well, Levi, please. Please, Levi. I mean, if I just may interject for a second.
Right.
You are a freegan.
I'm not
As we all know, freegans eat out of the trash.
That is not accurate.
You're a freegan?
No, I...
All right, let me shake your hand, because I'm a part of the freegan brotherhood.
You have a little bit of vomit on... Okay, I'll shake it, but...
You got vomit on your hands now.
From your hands?
No, your hands have vomit on them. They had vomit when I walked in here.
Did not. Why would they have... That's absurd.
No. I'll tell you.
I'm not freegan.
I'm going to go to your trash right now.
You just threw up in our trash.
I don't care.
Don't.
It's the base of it.
Oh,
so what
God.
I'm going to do. I got an apple. You have
we
apple
have corn. Eggnog. We're like also, on the table.
That stuff's garbage.
So,
okay, as you can see, there's an apple core in your trash.
Why is there?
There's a fish head in your trash. I'm going to. There's an egg.
Why
also.
Are we eating fish so much?
It's fish, yeah. There's a, egg. So I'm going to dump the egg yolk. And then there's this other stuff. I don't know what it is, but it seems a lot like eggnog. It's very consistent with eggnog. I'm going to scoop it up with my hand.
That is not eggnog.
Yes, it is. And then I'm going to. And I'm going to mix it all up. I'm going to smash it into a pulp with my feet.
Oh, the smell is terrible. And with your feet.
Yep. I'm taking my shoes off. Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Taking my shoes off.
That's a nice song.
Okay, here we go. And I squish on this stuff and I mashed it.
Oh, don't look, Dan. You can see it going through his toes. Don't.
Yeah, the fish head just poked through his big toe.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't feel it. And anyway, here we go. Here's the base stick, and I'm going to add some of this lovely thick liquid to it. We're going to mix it all up. Cheers, gentlemen.
Don't. Oh, he's drinking his. Own.
Yeah, would you like to try some?
I'm fine. I'm really full.
I'll try some.
What?
I'll try some.
Why would you? Dan, you're going to get super sick.
I'll be fine.
You're going to get hepatitis C.
Oh, I forgot the special spice. Excuse me.
Wait. What's happening?
He's rubbing his hand under his armpit.
Yeah. That's...
And now he's sticking his fingers in the eggnog and stirring it.
Dan, do not try that.
Special kick to it.
Dan, you do not have to face death every day to feel alive.
It's fine.
This is like being a cutter. Oh, boy. Is it better or worse than eggnog?
Better.
That is awful.
Pretty good.
Yuck.
Wow.
Come on, man.
It's like curry eggnog.
Gross, man. That's gross.
Try some.
No, I'm going to throw up. Get it away from me.
I spilled some on you, Levi.
Oh, now I got eggnog vomit on my other alarm.
No, you have eggnog vomit.
That's what I said. It's your eggnog vomit.
It's your eggnog vomit.
That doesn't...
Look at all the eggnog you have around you. It's your eggnog vomit.
This is actual eggnog, not gross vomit eggnog. Look, I don't know why Sir Laughs-A-Lot sent you to our show.
What?
But we... What?
Who?
Sir Laughs-A-Lot. Our benefactor.
What are you talking about?
He wears suspenders. He's British.
No, the devil wears suspenders. Well, you better not say that, sir.
Yeah, I don't think you should insult.
Really, you shouldn't make suspenders. You know, what's one of the worst jokes I ever heard?
What?
How does a fireman keep his pants up?
Oh.
With suspenders.
That's not a
joke.
It's
a terrible joke.
It's not as bad as a vomit eggnog.
You're a vomit eggnog.
What? Come okay, look, Hansel, I don't think you're an eggnog expert at all. Like I think you're just a crazy homeless guy.
Hang on.
What?
Stop it right there.
Stop what?
What did you call me?
Oh, a homeless guy?
What did you say before homeless guy?
Eggnog expert.
No, what did you say between eggnog expert and homeless person?
I don't think you're an eggnog expert.
You said the C word.
Crazy?
And I don't mean cunt, I mean crazy.
Hey, you can't say that in here.
Yes, you can.
You shouldn't. I don't want you to.
Hey, there's mistletoe up. Come here.
No. Oh, God.
Yep.
He just kissed Dan. Danny kissed me. He's kissing you now. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
You both have throw up on you. Let's get out of the bodies.
Can you get the jumpers in here?
Oh, he just left.
Oh my god. Why would Sir Laughs-A-Lot send
Yo,
that?
Yo, guys, here's the guest.
What?
Well, the guest is outside. He's waiting.
Well, who? The guest was just in here.
What are you talking about?
That guy Hansel, like, gross.
Wait, somebody got in here without me knowing about it?
There was a guy who was just in here for like 15 minutes.
I was just briefing the guest. What the fuck?
Well,
that dude got in here?
Yeah, he just threw up and made weird.
You threw up.
What jumpers? Why
you
is
threw
it
up.
With...
That's your throw up.
I didn't throw up. You have to clean this, man.
What the fuck, man. I'm going to have to go deal with this shit. Here's the guest, all right?
We don't have... What?
God damn it, man. Jesus. You guys got to let me know if there's a homeless guy in
How
here.
Do we know? Looks we like thought not... he was a guest.
Looks like I'm not doing my job, man.
You aren't. You sent in a drunk, homeless psychopath.
I didn't send anybody in. That motherfucker wanted in here.
We said go get the guest, and then he came
in. I'm going to get the guest. You guys
It took you
to
15
vamp.
Minutes? Vamp, we don't have anything to say.
This guy's got OCD, like, big time. Like, you gotta, like, I was trying to find his specifics, because he wants the room perfect when he comes in here.
Well, now it's covered in vomit, and there's eggnog like everywhere. We don't have time to talk to him anyways. There's, like, 2 minutes left of the show.
I'll see if he'll come in.
What's the even... Dan, what are we gonna... We don't have any time to talk to a... This is, like, the least merry of Christmases.
Good.
Hey, why would you even say that? It's supposed to be, like...
Sorry.
A time for giving and sharing.
That
and
hip Santa Claus gets me so mad on TV.
Yeah, the rapping Santa?
Oh.
That is the worst.
Although
I gotta say, I was in a Walgreens the other day, and I walked by one of those dancing Santas, and I pressed the button, and he started dancing, and I was giggling. It was a Lady Gaga song, and he was dancing around. It was a a la humba ba, ba ba hoo ba ba, want your bad Christmas.
I didn't know that was Lady Gaga.
That's Lady Gaga, and then Santa was dancing too. It was kind of funny. You know?
Huh.
But I wouldn't want to see it in a commercial or anything.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, welcome to Trends, and
it's very dirty in here. I don't think I want to come in.
That's fine, because we are...
Do you mind if I just do this interview from the door?
Well, we only have about a minute, so
okay,
if you
my name is Dr. Herman... Hepfield.
Okay.
And I was just here
We're talking
to...
about eggnog, so whatever you got.
Oh, I was just going to show you that I have made the perfect eggnog right here.
Wow, miraculous. Thank you. We would like to thank Dr. Herman Hepfield for joining us. What? Thanks for coming in. Thank you very much.
I had to travel 12,000 miles.
Well, we appreciate it. If you help yourself to any eggnog out in the lobby, and thanks for being our guest on Trends.
You're welcome. Sir Laughs-A-Lot, we'll hear about this.
He's going to... Great. Nothing we can do, okay, doctor?
You have vomit on you.
You have vomit on you.
You have vomit.
You have vomit.
Wow. All
right.
I don't understand.
Why don't you just say what you're most excited about giving someone for Christmas, and we'll wrap it up.
Elvis Presley outfit.
You're giving someone an Elvis Presley outfit?
I'm just going to walk up to somebody randomly on the street and give them an Elvis Presley outfit.
I'm going to do the same thing with the Twisted Sister Greatest Hits album.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, you bought another Twisted Sea? I knew you liked Twisted Sea. You got two copies.
Yep. That must be why.
If I had known, I wouldn't have got you that.
No, I was getting it to donate the other...
Because they had Traffic's Greatest Hits, too, and I know you love Traffic.
Next year.
Next year? Just no.
To remember it.
I'll tell you what.
Nope, don't tell me.
I'm
going to
visit you on Christmas. Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
I'm not home. Remember? I told Jumpers. So...
I thought you were just kidding.
We'll talk later.
What do you got against Stevie Winwood?
A lot... too long of a list to... I don't like how he spells his name.
Just as it sounds.
I don't like it. There's a Y in there.
No.
Well, there should be.
Good point. Touche.
You touche.
Okay. You touche.
Et tu touche.
Oh, God damn it. I don't know Latin.
That is Latin.
God.
All right. Do you want to say your famous holiday catchphrase?
Yep. If you got dice, roll them.
Invincible, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.